Welcome to the Authority of Love. My name is Greg Williams, and thanks for joining us on this broadcast. I want to say thanks to our good friend and my Friday co-host, David Walls, for another wonderful Family Foundation Friday to wrap up last week's programming. Also to Adia Wooshner and other great co-hosts and her excellent Wednesdays for Women. And then we had our teaching segments from last week that consisted of how to abide and persevere in our relationship and walk with and in Christ. Monday was entitled, Don't Slack Off. Tuesday, we talked about the next best thing to do. And then Thursday's message culminated with the title of Getting There or Consecrated to Him, to Christ. I hope you were able to join us and check out last week's episodes. And if not, you can go back to loveandlordship.com. That's love, A-N-D, lordship, all together, loveandlordship.com. And you'll find those particular podcasts or videos. You can find those and many more at on the watch tab for videos, the read tab for articles, and the listen tab for podcasts. Particularly for the WJMM broadcast, you can go down to the Vimeo icon or the Podbean icon for videos and podcast respectively. And so if you're looking for those, if you want to listen to them again, or you didn't get to, or you want to share them with others, find those at loveandlordship.com. Also, you can contact me and connect with me at loveandlordship@gmail.com. Love and Lordship, once again, A-N-D in the middle, loveandlordship@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for those who do connect with us, encourage, challenge, whatever that may be. We thank you for that. Now, this week's messages are going to focus on the cost of following Christ. If you're in a most, I have to say that because I hear it over and over again, in most modern day churches, or have just come to Christ recently, there's a good chance that you may be asking the question right now, I thought Christ paid the cost or the price and I'm saved. Well, that is true if you have surrendered or submitted to Him by faith through grace, but God's Word has much more to say about what that looks like in our lives as disciples of Christ. Because we live in a fallen world and are fallen, sinful people, we must understand that faith without works is dead. James talked about that in chapter 2, verse 26, as we know it in our Bibles. In other words, if there's no real evidence of the faith claim that you're making to receive Christ as Savior, then you really have no faith. Far too often in our modern day churches, the emphasis is simply on getting saved, and a huge portion of the New Testament is actually ignored or watered down because in our hearts we know that folks don't want to give up their way of instant gratification, microwave, drive-through, convenience, give me what I want now lifestyle. That's the fallen nature. That's the selfish nature of our lives. So we just don't talk much about what needs to be given up, sacrificed, died, to or denied. But God's Word surely does. And this is that works side of faith that must be evident and growing in our lives in order to know assuredly that we have received the free gift of God in Christ. Chambers doesn't pull any punches, but asks in today's title, what do you make of this? Now, if you're following along in the devotional booklet or at myutmost.org, we're on the 16th of June. So what's he talking about? Make of this. What is this? Well, I'm glad you asked, and we're going to get right to it, but it has everything to do with what I just shared and how we are to live out the faith that we say we have in accepting Christ as Savior. We have to show that evidence as we live with Him as Lord. That's going to require some tough decisions that go against our own fleshly desires, the things that we want. So I have to ask, and we'll follow up as we close out today's message, what has changed in your life since you came to know Christ as Savior and Lord? What have you given up? What does it cost you? These questions are a must for anyone who seeks to truly know Christ as Savior and therefore walk with Him as Lord. Scripturally, you can't have one without the other. Although, again, many preachers and teachers of today seem to think we can, or at least they keep their seats full by allowing those who attend to think so. But this is not in keeping with God's Word. Chambers' text for this message gets right at the heart of the sacrifice that is required in following Christ, and it flows from Jesus' own example. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. I have called you friends. That's found in John 15, verse 13 and 15. Think about it. That's a big price to pay, laying down my life for the sake of another. That's literally what Jesus did for us, and we are to follow his example. But what all does that entail? Again, I'm glad you asked, because while dying in the place of someone else is costly, it involves much more than this. And once again, Jesus is our example. And don't you tend to think in terms of dying for another when we speak of laying down our lives for them? And while that is certainly a sacrifice and part of it, there's more to it. Chambers states, as I said earlier, getting right to the point, Jesus does not ask me to die for him, but to lay down my life for him, for his life. As I shared, that's not necessarily the same thing. Peter said to Jesus, I will lay down my life for your sake. And he meant it, or at least he thought he did. His sense of the heroic was magnificent. It would be a bad thing to be incapable of making such a declaration as Peter made. The sense of our duty is only realized by our sense of the heroic. Think about that for a moment with regard to Peter's life. He certainly did not know all that this heroic statement meant, and he would be severely tested and ultimately die for Christ. But in that moment, he was willing to make it, not knowing what all that cost was. Has the Lord ever asked you, will you lay down your life for my sake? Don't miss this next statement, because it is the crux or focal point of the entire Christian life as Christ's disciples. Chambers says it is far easier to die than to lay down the life day in and day out with the sense of the high calling. We are not made for brilliant moments, but we have to walk in the light of them in ordinary ways. There was only one brilliant moment in the life of Jesus, and that was on the Mount of Transfiguration. Then he emptied himself the second time of his glory and came down into the demon-possessed valley. For 33 years, Jesus laid out his life to do the will of his Father, and John says we ought to lay down our lives the same way for the brethren. Are you starting to get the right idea of what it means to give up our life, our lifestyle, the natural fleshly man or woman, and the things that we desire in order to seek after the things of Christ as Lord and his kingdom and do it for others? Here's another don't miss it statement. It is contrary to human nature to do this. To lay down our life and all that I desire for the sake of Christ and for another person. And since it is so contrary and right down difficult, is it any wonder that so many of our churches, preachers, teachers, and leaders avoid it? Chambers wraps up by saying, if I am a friend of Jesus, I have deliberately and carefully to lay down my life for him. It is difficult, and thank God it is difficult. Salvation is easy because it costs God so much, but the manifestation of it in my life is difficult. Let me say that again. Salvation is easy because it costs God so much. The life of Jesus, right? But the manifestation of it in my life is difficult. Me living for Jesus as with him as Lord and me as his disciple. That's the tough part. Again, that's why it's so seldom taught and expected in discipleship in our churches today. God saves a man and then endues him or empowers him with the Holy Spirit. And then he says, in effect, now work that out. Be loyal to me while the nature of things, including my very own nature and the culture around me, right? All that around you would make you disloyal. Do it your way. Have what you want. Get what you desire. Go look at Philippians 2, 12 through 16 for what he's talking about there, that God wills and acts according to his good pleasure as I work it out according to his word and way. Chambers says, I have called you friends. So stand loyal to your friend, Jesus, and remember that his honor is at stake in your bodily life, the way you live and think and act and relate. Here's our food for thought for today. What does your life, what I just said, the way you live, act, think, and relate, what does it say about who is Lord to you? Do you claim to be saved by faith, but there is very little evidence of that faith in how you walk with Christ as Lord? Christ doesn't call us to this just so we have a price to pay. He does it because in a fallen world, there is no other way to overcome and to show our love than to let go of and die to our flesh, our natural desires, so we can live for Him. What are you making of your life for Christ? Here's how to go about doing that, our love in action. Number one, spend time with God in His Word and prayer and listening to Him every day. Check out the messages or the text in this message, or if you want to go elsewhere, go to the Gospel of John and the book of Psalms to start. Number two, ask Holy Spirit to teach you. Number three, list those things in your life that show you are still running after your own desires. Those are the priorities. Those are the things you really think about that drives your life. List those things then that show you're surrendered to Christ as Lord. Compare that. And right there is your proof. Number four, what will it take for you to let go of or lay down your life in order to truly live for Him, for Jesus Christ? Now, as we continue along the lines of being sold out for Christ, tomorrow we'll look at what it means to be passionately devoted to Him. So join us for another great show. I hope it is. And invite your family, friends, loved ones, and even enemies to do so they can hear more about not only what it means to be saved, but to live that saved life as a disciple of Jesus Christ. As always, as I mentioned earlier, you can go to our website, loveandlordship.com, love, A-N-D, Lordship, all together and spelled out, loveandlordship.com, and find a lot more of these articles, these videos and the podcast there on the tabs, watch, read, and listen. You can also find our book, The Authority of Love, the second edition. It's an icon right there in the middle of the homepage. And thanks for those who have purchased it, those who have commented on it. I thank you so much. If you get it on Amazon, write a review. It is what it is. I'd love to talk to you about that as well. So you can contact me at loveandlordship@gmail.com. Loveandlordship@gmail.com. And as always, if the Lord is leading you to see us as a kingdom ministry that's building His church and His kingdom for His glory, and He's prompting you to be a part of that, there's a give tab near the upper right. You can click on that. It'll take a minute or so, and you can give one time or ongoing monthly, however you choose to do that as He leads. And all donations are fully tax deductible and greatly, greatly appreciated. Now, if you don't want to give there, you can do so through mail. Send it to Love and Lordship, Love and Lordship, and mail it to 324 Timothy Drive, Nicholasville, Kentucky, 40356. Finally, you can do it mobily, cash.app, it's Cash App, cash.app/$ Love and Lordship all together and both L's capitalized. If it's not us, keep praying until the Lord shows you who to give to and follow through on that. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day and God bless in Christ. I'm Greg Williams and you're listening to The Authority of Love.